Om Shanti. This is the Avyakta Murli of the 17th February 2004, point number 30 in the series of Mera Baba. The title is, This Dying is Living in God's Lap. So, have you checked whether you have surrendered the consciousness of I of both ordinary things and also of royal form? Have you done this or are you still doing it? I have to surrender it anyway. All of you jokingly say, we have to die anyway. However, this dying is living in God's lap. This dying is not dying. It is taking birth in the lap of the deities of for 21 births. This is why you surrender yourselves in happiness. Is it not? You don't surrender yourselves while crying out, do you? No. In bhakti too, a sacrifice that cries out is not accepted. So those who surrender themselves with their limited I and mine can happily claim a right to an inheritance for birth after birth. So Baba is telling about death. Dying alive. This dying is not dying, but it is living in God's lap. This dying is not lying. It is taking birth in the lap of the deities for 21 births. We have always heard this word, dying alive. Dying alive. There are different types of deaths. First death is biological death, where there is a cessation of all the activities of the living organism. So that is known as biological death, actual death. Second death is, this is third one, which Baba is talking, which is second. He is dead to the world. He is dead to the world means, there is a phrase in English, dead to the world means it has got three meanings. First, he is deeply asleep, sound asleep. That is also there. First is the sleep. Suppose if somebody is very much sleeping, very deeply asleep, sound sleep. So we say that this person is dead to the world. You keep on shouting, he doesn't listen. So one is this. Second is unconscious, who is totally unconscious. So that is also dead to the world. Third, the person who has broke off all his connection with the world, no social connections with the world, that is also, we say, he is dead. And another fourth is, four meanings of that phrase. Another is, he has become callous, he has become unfriendly, he is unconcerned, he has nothing to do with world. So we say that he is dead to the world. No, Buddha is different. Dead to the world means, he is unconcerned, careless. Like a person is there, he takes alcohol, and for him his family is as if dead. He doesn't care about them. Or suppose somebody had love, was loving somebody and suddenly stops caring about that person. So we say that now he is dead. So these are the different few meanings or different uses. We'll come to the same thing. First death is death, actual death. Second death is this death where the person delinks himself. He breaks his all connections with the people or world. That time also we say, no emotional bond, nothing with the world. That is death. And third is death, this death. This is known as spiritual death. Dying alive. You are in the body, but you behave as if you are a dead person. Means, now the question arises, death. Dead to what? To die alive means what? We have to die, we have to become dead to what different things? This is the question. Dead to what? When we take a new birth, this is a new birth, okay? And we have to become dead. Dead to what? Dead to, okay? All old things. Dead to all the old things. Now in these old things, what are those things? First is old sanskars, past natures, past hobbies, past memories. First we'll take this one. First is past nature, sanskar, habits. This is the first thing. We have to become dead to all the past habits, past nature, past sanskars, swabhav, sanskar, that's what Baba says. So So to become dead to all this is to die alive. That is first. Second, as he said, memories, past memories, memories of previous circumstances, events, situations, whatever that had happened in life, we become dead to all of them. That is second. Third, past relationships. All those past relationships and connections, both. Third is past relationships. Now we don't have the same relationships now. We can't consider somebody as husband, somebody as wife, somebody as children. No, that relation has gone now. Now it's a new relationship. So all dead to all past relationship. Fourth. All the objects, all the paraphernalia of bhakti, or all the objects of the world, all the things of the world, all the facilities of the world, all the instruments of the world. Everything which is in the world and its objects. So everything, all objects of this world, we are dead to that. We are using them only for service purpose, that's it. So that is one. Then, dead to past thoughts, past words, past actions. We can't behave, we can't act in the similar manner as we were acting in the past. Now we have been given the knowledge of elevated and lofty actions. Now we have been given the knowledge of pure elevated words, elevated thoughts. So we can't continue to think in the similar manner as we were thinking in the past. So dead to past thoughts, dead to past words, dead to past actions. Next, past belief system. Baba has come on this earth as a rebel. He has brought this, he is a rebellious spirit. He is a vidrohi. He has spoken against everything what is happening in this world. Whatever you were doing till now, he has spoken against you. Against your belief systems, against your faith, against your way of living, your lifestyle. What time you used to get up, how do you get up, what do you read, what do you see, how do you behave. He has spoken against everything. See, a new person is coming on this earth and the world is going on, and he is breaking off all the belief systems of this world. All that is old belief systems, and he is establishing new belief system. Nobody has ever thought that such a thing can happen. This is actually a spiritual revolution that has occurred. Nobody ever. People have again and again praised celibacy, brahmacharya, purity. It's not that it was not there. But he has spoken it for everyone. This is really a revolution. Otherwise, they never talk about husband and wife. They don't talk about purity between them. They talk of purity, but not to this extent. This is the highest, because, and most importantly, he has told a new knowledge for the new world. Nobody has ever given us the exact details of golden age. And he has spoken in such ordinary language, so simple language. Okay, so old belief system. Then, dying alive means dead to... all the worldly entertainments. Worldly interests, worldly attractions, worldly places. Then, Purva, dead to what? Dead to what? In the world only what? This is everything in the world only. No, dead to what? We are dead to this. Means we don't care about this. We are unconcerned about it. We are not interested in it. We have lost interest in that thing. Okay. Vices. Worldly news. We are not concerned. We are dead to even that. But we have a duty to help them. That is a separate thing. But we are unconcerned with anything that is happenings of this world. So, now this is one definition. All the points we narrated. There is another definition of living alive, dying alive. That is positive. This was negative. Now there are positive points. What are those positive points? These were all negative, just opposite of them. First was, on this side, No. First point in this, what we discussed just now. Dead to past old habits. So now, dying alive means new habits. Dying alive means new sanskars. Dying alive means new relationships. Dying alive means new memories. New memories of God's love. Memories of discussion of knowledge. Memories of Madhuvan. Memories of golden age. Memories of subtle world, your incorporeal world. Memories of service. Memories of experiences, deeper experience of God's love. Memories of new knowledge. Yesterday Baba said more benefit is in this knowledge than in his remembrance. There is more benefit in this knowledge. There are three things you have to remember: God, his knowledge, and his home. Which is most beneficial out of three? Knowledge. Second number? He or his home. He. And third is home. Okay. Then, what are the positive points? Dying alive. Marjiva Janam means new world, new actions, new thoughts, new emotions, new feelings, new relationships, new connections, new memories, new company, new connections, and new hobbies. Like, tell me what are the new hobbies? Wait, tell me new hobbies which you acquired after coming in Gyan. New language, new words. These are all points. New activity. Where is that other one? Yoga. A to Z yoga. So everything is new. New knowledge. New college. New knowledge, new college, new university, new school. New mummy papa. New family. New grandchildren. We are ancestors, no? So new grandchildren, granddaughters, grandsons, then new vision. Yeah, this is all points will come in this. New aim, new bhagya, new dress, new energy, new form, new guidance, new himmat, new insight, new journey, new kingdom, new language, new makeup, new intoxication, new occasion, new place, new power, new pledge, new questions, new relationship, new thank you, new utsav, new vision, new words, new gifts, new yogi life, new zeal, new zest, new enthusiasm, new power, new churning, new home. Which new home? Oh, that was not there before. So everything new. See, newness is so important in life, otherwise life becomes dull and drab. You just lose interest, boredom comes. You lose interest, you don't succumb to vices, but you get bored. Everything, because same thing. Get up in the morning, do Amrit Vela. After Amrit Vela, listen to Murli. After listening to Murli, go and take breakfast and then do service and then evening yoga and then again take food and then go to sleep. This is going on and on and on and on. It's good actually, because you are forming new sanskars. But you need newness, novelty, creativity. Unless and until that creativity is there, you don't feel enthusiastic. You want new things. This is a craving, desire for newness. It should always be there. Because when new things is there, now we have a day ahead in front of us, 24 hours. How do we spend this day? At that day we talked about predestination, free will. Even though there are two types of movies. One is the grand movie and in that my movie. I know everything is happening to drama plan, everything is predestined, okay. But still there is a concept of free will. Many things are in my hand and belief system. If I believe in free will, things will happen. If I believe in predestination, the same thing will happen. No change. But let me change everything. Let me experiment. Let me try out new things. Let me try my hand at those things which I haven't done till now. All those services which I haven't done. Let me do all sorts of services. Something new services. That's why some BK brothers come to us, they say, we have lost interest in everything. I tell them that go and do some new services. Go to museum and explain to people. Go to Peace Park and do something new there. Go to Om Shanti Bhavan and explain here. Go to the kitchen and help those mothers. Do something new or service which you have never done till now. Do some new service. Something very new. Go to dispensary. even though you don't understand medical thing at all, you can at least help putting thing from one boxes, one box to here, another box to there. Do something new, because just being in that clinic, you will see how people are coming and how they are narrating their sorrows and sufferings and miseries, and that they come in with negative energy. Try to understand, see, and try to give them sakash there itself. So you can help people do something new. The crux of the story is do something new, some new story, new energy, something new activity. So inventive, so creativity should be there in that. You don't lose your interest in Brahmin life. Otherwise, doing same thing, listening the same murli, God has come, I have come, you have to go back home, you have, this destruction is ahead. You keep on hearing the same thing. You have to become Lakshmi Narayan. You have to imbibe divine virtues. We have heard it time and again. Personalization. You make the murli. Yeah, we have this another technique of personalization. Reading aloud, stopping in between, audio, question, relationships, spiritual tour. Go for a spiritual tour. Okay? Contrast. Keep on contrast. New churnings. Do some new churning each day. And I will tell a new thing today. Whatever you think, whatever you see, okay, think about five things about that thing. This is today's homework. For example, if you see this watch in your mind, think about five things about watch. Whatever, not about this, then link it with knowledge somehow. That way also you can think. Anything you see, think about five things about that thing. For example, you are sitting at Shantistam. Think about what is the importance of Shantistam. 5 points. One. What is the importance of Numasham, evening yoga? 5 points. What is the importance of which place is this? Which time is this Sangam Yug? So, confluence age. What are the 5 points of Sangam Yug? Confluence age. Okay. Right now, where are we sitting? You will go and sit in Om Shanti Bhavan. 5 points about Om Shanti Bhavan. Tell me 5 points. Sushil bhai, what are the 5 points about Om Shanti? As if you have to write an article on Om Shanti Bhavan and you need 5 points. So, do you constantly churning something or other? What are the 5 points about Om Shanti Bhavan? Om Shanti Bhavan, tell everything. It is constructed in 1983. 1 point. Second point, capacity. How much capacity it has got. Third point, what is done here every day? Every day in the morning, murli is related here in Om Shanti Bhavan. Third point. Fourth point, whenever Dadi comes, she takes a class here, or any Maharati comes, he takes a class here. Then fifth point, fourth of... So many tourists come, everyone, what they do? This is known as churning. Whatever you see with the eyes, think about fire. Conference office. It is infinite. What are the 5 points about conference office? What are the things done in the conference office? Think about them. Five. Yeah, it will do. Where you go and sit in Baba's hut, think about 5 points about hut. You go and sit in Baba's room, think about 5 points. Yeah, so when you go in hut, think about that statement. Baba said when you get depressed or you feel lonely, come to have a heart-to-heart discussion with Baba in hut. When you have waste thoughts, come in history hall. When you have the need, avashyakta, when you have a need to become powerful, come to Shantistam. So remember, each and everything you see, think about 5 points. You are going for food. You are eating food. While eating food, what are the five points of importance about Brahma Bhojan? Churn. 5 points of importance. 5 important points. Okay, you came out. Then you are drinking water. What are the 5 important points about water? Then you can think about, yes, while drinking you have to charge water. 1 point. Second, that Dr. Emoto had done that experiment about writing hate and love. That you remember. Then, about water you think. Any 5 points. So you come out from there, you see the notice board, you see Murli written. Think about that notice board, 5 points. How beautiful is the handwriting? Who has written it? Think about the 5 points. You see the kitchen. This is which kitchen? This is God's kitchen. There is another hotel there, that is Ravan's kitchen, just near Pandavan. So there are 2 types of kitchens. One is Ravan's kitchen and one is the God's kitchen. So what is the difference between Ravan's kitchen and Baba's kitchen? Think about churn 5 points. Not more than 5. Because you have to churn so many points in the whole day. You have to remain busy in 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, everything 5. Murli you see, What are the 5 points about Murli? Not the content of the Murli, but 5 points. Who is speaking it? God is speaking this Murli. From where it comes? How it comes? What is the importance? And how many languages it is getting translated? Anything. Churning means it doesn't mean that only Gyan. You can narrate even some technical things or about the history of that thing. Anything it could be. But churn. Gate of Madhuban. Shraddhavan, what is the importance of Gate of Madhuban? 5 points. While entering the Gate of Madhuban, we feel peace. No. What is the importance? Tell about that object. It is main gate. See, such a good point. So we need points. This is the gate of Haridwar. See, now new points will emerge. This is the gate of Haridwar. Who can enter this? A time will come when people say, we are ready to cut our head and please let us enter. Allow us enter. Baba said, no. It will become Sheesh Mahal that time. We will not allow you to enter. So, different points. So, gate of Madhuban, trees of Madhuban, courtyard of Madhuban, Madhuban Nivasi, kitchen of Madhuban, store of Madhuban, departments of Madhuban, anything. Whatever I see, think about 5 things and connect it with knowledge. Om Shanti.